Hana, du, se, net, kase, yase, agop, yalor, ahop, yor. That's all the Korean I know. That's how to count 1 to 10 in Korean. I'm Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and this is my biohacker review of Origin 6-year authentic red Korean ginseng. And unfortunately, I don't have the very aesthetic packaging that this ginseng comes in. I'm a digital nomad, always traveling from one place to another. So I just put my nootropics in a bag. But I've been using this ginseng for a couple of months now, and I've got some insights and reactions. One thing I like about this ginseng is that it dissolves in about 10 minutes in scalding water to make a nice ginseng tea. Like other adaptogens I've used, the subjective effects are more noticeable when I consume it as a tea. If you follow my recommendations and you pick up a bunch of different complementary adaptogens, what you could do is you could take like 4 or 5 of them together and put them in a tea, and it'll be your new energizing morning beverage. It'll be very hearty. It'll get you in touch with your ancestors speaking to you through your DNA, and it will no doubt imbue a nootropic effect that will make you feel like a Greek god consuming ambrosia while watching the sunset on Elysium. Ginseng taken alone is not going to really impress you with a subjective nootropic experience. There's kind of a sense of calm and tranquility that I've noticed with it. I've also noticed that my hearing is a bit sharper, and I've noticed that my typing accuracy and speed, my words per minute, it bumps up. It improves notably within, I'd say, about 60 to 90 minutes of taking my ginseng tea. And it is not something that I would qualify as a classic smart drug. It doesn't give me that sense of increased focus. I wouldn't really say that it fires up my cognition in the same way that theracetams do. I don't find that I'm a whole lot better at problem solving or writing or accessing my vocabulary in my second language while I'm using ginseng. So my main reason for using it is the long-term anti-aging health benefits that Panax ginseng is pretty well proven to have, as opposed to short-term performance enhancement. For example, something that we should all be thinking about as biohackers is DNA damage. And DNA damage is kind of an inevitable side effect of a life lived vigorously. There was a 2012 Korean study, a real notable study that produced some really good, strong data indicating that ginseng had a really helpful effect attenuating the oxidative damage that is done on the DNA. And the famous transhumanist, Aubrey de Grey, the guy with the big, awesome, long, mythological beard, the guy who has the beard of mythological proportions, he's fond of saying that breathing is bad for us, which that sounds a little bit absurd, doesn't it? But if you think about, let's say you take a piece of metal and you leave it outside for a couple of months, you're going to come back and you're going to find some rust on that, right? Let's say you take a sandwich and you leave it out on the table for a day or two. When you come back to it, it's going to have gone bad. And these are both signs of oxygen doing damage to these things. And oxygen itself is actually a poison, and us living creatures, luckily we evolved mitochondria, which takes this poison and turns it into energy. But our bodies are still subjected to the destructive effects of oxygen. And this is really at the very core of the aging malfunction to which we are subjected. Ginseng is pretty much a household name, and it is renowned as a sexual performance enhancer and as a libido supporting natural solution to being a randy old man, right? So I'm a younger guy. I've got really healthy libido. I didn't really notice anything. It didn't make that big of a difference for me in that department. But there was one effect that was really cool that I wanted to mention. So I had read a couple of books on tantric methods, and there's a technique I had learned called the cool draw, which if I ever give up being a biohacker and decide to be a rapper instead, that's going to be my rapper name, cool draw. So the cool draw is this method for taking your raw sexual energy and focusing it in to a creative endeavor or into some pursuit that is going to be more productive than the pursuit of short skirts, right? It's kind of what Napoleon Hill was talking about. And there's a breathing technique that you do where you're trying to move energy along what they call the microcosmic orbit, which if you've studied Eastern spirituality at all, if you've read some books and familiarized yourself with different meditation techniques, I'm sure you've heard of the microcosmic orbit. I found it quite challenging, though. It's something that really does require some practice. I practice it usually when I do my daily meditation for a couple of minutes, but I've noticed, interestingly, that when I'm dosed on ginseng, I seem to have a whole lot more control over energy moving along the microcosmic orbit, which has made me a whole lot better at doing the cool draw technique. So sometimes I'll be in like a cafe and I'll see a really pretty girl walk in, maybe sit down next to me, and I'll get a little bit aroused, a little bit distracted, and I will start to do the cool draw technique. Don't worry, this isn't like Darth Vader getting overexcited. It's something that you can do silently. Nobody will know what you're doing. And I'll start doing this technique and I'll get kind of like an espresso hit of creativity and inspiration, motivation, energy. It's pretty cool. And I've noticed that I'm better at it on ginseng. So that is notable. If you're a guy and this piques your attention, I'll encourage you to check out the course that I did on tantric self-cultivation. When I was writing my meta-analysis on Panax ginseng, I did quite a bit of research to try to figure out what were the best options for actually getting the real thing. Because I know that there's a lot of scams and low-quality ginseng out there for sale. And I came up with these three options. First of all, what you could do is you could go to the markets in Asia, and you'd want to go with a friend or a trusted consultant that spoke the language and could negotiate on your behalf with the traders that actually scavenge the ginseng from the wild. And if you had some money to spend, you could really get probably a great deal on a lot of really high quality ginseng this way. Secondly, is you could grow your own. The seeds for ginseng are quite affordable. So you'd get the seeds and you could plant it on your property or plant it someplace where you know that nobody else is going to find it. And then you would come back in 4 to 6 years and you would have some real high quality wild grown ginseng that you could use. And then the third option is that you could pick up a package of Origin authentic 6-year red Korean ginseng. I did quite a bit of Googling. I read a lot of customer reviews. I went through all the forums. I did pretty much everything but going and translating things in Chinese. I did quite a bit of research, and I think that Origin is probably the very best mainstream source of ginseng. They are the top rated product on Amazon. They have over 650 reviews, which is pretty impressive. They sell organic. It is 8% ginsenoside content product. So it really is the real McCoy. It's a bit pricey. A 1 month supply runs around $40. So, you know, if you want the best, it's not going to be cheap. If you're looking for a little bit more affordable option, I direct your attention to Rhodiola and Eleuthero as a herbal performance enhancement biohacking cocktail. I picked up a supply of 100 grams of Rhodiola, 100 grams of Eleuthero about a year ago, and I used it almost daily, and I just ran out now. So it's a pretty good bang for your buck. But if you're serious about ginseng and you don't want to cross an ocean to negotiate it from the guys that are pulling it out of the ground, and you don't want to wait 4 to 6 years for this to experience the health, longevity, anti-aging benefits of it, I think Origin is probably your best bet. Again, I'm Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and if you found this video helpful, I hope that you will subscribe to this channel, check out my meta-analyses to get a little bit more into the science, upvote, leave a comment, let me know if you tried ginseng, let me know what kind of sources you're getting it from. I'd love to hear from somebody that actually did plant it and cultivated their own, and as always, I look forward to a continued conversation with you.